one of the key areas in making Ghana the most business-friendly countries in Africa is to ensure and sustain macroeconomic stability. And this is why we are going to amend the Public Financial Management Act of Ghana to make it a law that the fiscal deficit in any year going forward from next year will not exceed the range of 3 to 5% of GDP. We therefore welcome interest shown by Maltese investors looking to do business in Ghana. I assure you, Ghana is the place that it's all happening in Africa and right now. Together, let us give effect and meaning to our shared commitment to improving relations between Ghana and Malta to encompass nearly all facets of development for the socio-economic development of our people.
The Maltese President Marie-Louise Colero-Preca was optimistic that trade relations between the two countries will improve with commitment and dedication. She urged potential investors to leverage the regulations regimes in both countries to deepen cooperation.
All of you, as business people, share one common interest. You have the ability of exploring innovative strategies. I am convinced that both our countries will benefit from all opportunities that you can master together for potential bilateral trade, joint ventures, and partnerships. I am also convinced that our governments and authorities, which are enablers, will continue to open the way for you to explore new business prospects. However, I am convinced that it will be your determination, your enthusiasm, your resilience, and your innovation that will bring about tangible results for mutual prosperity.
The forum, which attracted captains of industries and businesses from both countries, saw the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry and the Association of Ghana Industries sign an MOU with their counterparts from Malta.
Mercy Dakun reporting.